Good morning. So Jesus says three words in today's gospel that I believe very, very, very few people would ever have the courage to say. They really are quite remarkable. What's been happening is that Jesus has been traveling around the countryside and making very bold statements, all leading to the conclusion that he is the Messiah. He is the one that Israel has been waiting for to bring salvation and freedom from the Romans. This is the Messiah. It's a really bold statement. But you know, here's something that a lot of people don't know. At the time of Jesus, there were actually a number of people who were claiming to be the Messiah. Jesus was not the only one. In fact, one of the most remarkable events was when Jesus was about 11 or 12 years old in the Nazareth area. There was a person who claimed to be the Messiah and led a revolt against the Romans. And of course, the Romans don't like that. And so they crushed that revolt, and they famously crucified 2,000 people at the same time, which means they didn't build crosses, they put them on trees that lined the roads. And so really, at an early age, Jesus would have seen 2,000 crucifixions in the roads around Nazareth. Quite compelling. And so Jesus is making these bold statements, and in today's gospel, two people come up to him and inquire about him. First of all, they hear John the Baptist say, "There is the Lamb of God," which is a code word for "there is the Messiah." And these two disciples come up to Jesus, and Jesus turns to them and says, "What are you looking for?" It's a really beautiful question. What are you looking for? And I would imagine Jesus was thinking something like this. I know that you have heard about other messiahs and that you have been disappointed many, many times in speakers giving beautiful words and beautiful promises and majestic speeches and then only to be disappointed where nothing happens. They don't follow through on their words. So Jesus says, "What are you looking for?" And then the two disciples say something really interesting. They say, "Where are you staying?" That's interesting. They don't say, "Tell us your message, give us a speech, give us a sermon." They say, "Where are you staying?" They want to see how he lives. They want to see how he treats people. They want to see his behavior. And that's when Jesus says these three magical words. He says, "Come and see." He invites them to simply watch him. Can you imagine if someone walked up to you and said, "I would like for this next week, I would like to videotape you for 24 hours a day. I'm going to videotape every single thing that you do, and I'm going to put it online." How many would say yes? Nobody. You know, but Jesus does. He actually invites people to watch him all day long. Now, they didn't have the internet at that time, but it was the equivalent because people talked. And Jesus says, "Come and see." Only a person supremely confident in himself, only someone who is supremely confident in his own character and his own behavior would invite that kind of scrutiny, would invite that kind of investigation, would invite that kind of observation. Come and see. You know, it's interesting when young women are considering becoming a nun or young men are considering becoming a priest, they go on retreats at the convent or at the seminary, and they are called come and see retreats. They're called come and see retreats. So rather than giving a speech, they invite young people to come and actually live the life of a nun or a priest for a few days. Really kind of taken from this gospel. When Jesus says, "Come and see," he is supremely confident that by watching his behavior, they will understand the message of salvation. That beautiful phrase, "Where are you staying?" These disciples really had that deep sense of wanting to be in the physical presence of Jesus. They wanted to be physically present with him. We have that echo at Mass because we are physically in the presence of our Lord. It's not just a message, not just a sermon, but it is in the Eucharist that is the center of our faith. Again, that whole idea of being in the physical presence of our Lord. So Jesus says beautiful words, "This is my body, this is my blood, given for your happiness." Beautiful message, beautiful words. No other more beautiful words you can ever possibly say. But then he follows through on behavior and literally places himself directly in our hands. He says, I'm giving myself to you. And then he does place himself directly into our hands. When a person's words and behavior match, we call that integrity. And that's the most powerful, most admired virtue there is. If someone's words and behavior don't match, we call that hypocrisy. And being a hypocrite is the worst insult that anyone can say. So the virtue of integrity is when words and behavior match. We have that every Sunday when Jesus says these beautiful words, and then they are matched by him placing himself directly in our hands. This is a person worthy of visiting and seeing and staying with. So I'm glad to say that during the season of Lent, coming up in the middle of February, we're going to have the university series back here again. Some of you might remember we had that a number of years ago. COVID, unfortunately, stopped it. But during Lent, we will have classes every single night during the season of Lent, always either at St. Bruno, at Beatitudes, or at St. Mary's, all on different classes about this person of Jesus. So, as he said in the Gospel, I invite you to come and see for yourself.